for the Prince of Peace.
Is there room
for the Almighty God?
Is there room
for the Everlasting Father?
Is there room in your heart for Him? Is there room in your heart for Him? Is there room in your heart for Him?
This Christmas,
is there room in your heart for Him? Is there room in your heart for Him? Is there room in your heart for Him?
FM 90.3 WJTL. We're thrown back to the 90s, even some Christmas tunes from Ska La 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 La. That is Bunch of Believers, the Bobs, Room in Your Heart. Rich Mullins before that, Sing Your Praise to the Lord. Good morning, you're listening to Throwback to the 90s. Annie and Fred with you, 722.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, today, sunny, windy, high 42, only overnight, mostly clear, low 22. Friday, high 47 and sunny. Saturday, some precipitation, high 59, and then back to 43 and sunny on Sunday. It's 33 in Lancaster.
This morning, our friend Leslie Buster is here. She's from Square Halo Books, and we talked about the books earlier. Good morning again.
Good morning.
To you. So great to have
good
you
morning.
Here, Leslie. And now you guys are doing a conference again this year. Last year, I know it was more about C.S. Lewis and the Inklings.
That's right.
This year, it's going to be a little bit different. But I love your tagline about being ordinary saints and that being part of what you guys do at Square Halo. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So if you look at medieval art, church art, and you see, if you would see someone, say, with a round halo, that would have been a person who was considered either a Christian or a saint but had passed away.
Right.
If you see a painting and you see someone with a halo that's a triangle, that would be someone who's representing either God the Father, God the Son, or, you know, God the Holy Spirit. So if you saw someone with a square halo, that person would have been alive when that painting was painted, but would have been considered either someone very saint-like who was... He would have been saint-like alive, but also would have maybe been sainted when they passed away.
Right.
So there is just this idea that a living Christian.
Mm.
And so it was really neat. We had gone to Italy about 3 years ago and with our partners, and we went into this one church, and there are mosaics, and there was a square halo of a woman. She had been the mother of one of the popes, and it was like, oh, there's a real square halo.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
wow.
Awesome.
Anyway, so our tagline is extraordinary books for ordinary saints.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want our books to be for ordinary
for
saints.
For everybody.
Yeah, for
and
everybody.
And you've tied that into the conference this year by saying ordinary saints living everyday life to the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that going to look like with your upcoming conference?
Sure. So last year we did focus on the Inklings, especially Lewis and Tolkien. But the overall theme that we tried to weave throughout was this idea of creativity, collaboration, and community.
Oh,
and how
cool.
All of those can be, even if you weren't someone who was like huge into C.S. Lewis, there is still something you could gain about growing in your own creativity or focusing on your community. So this year we're going to take those three C's, creativity, community, and collaboration, and weave it again throughout our whole conference. And all of our speakers are people who have written for us, and they're going to take a topic that's focused on something that they've written about with us.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow,
so
that's
whether
cool.
They've had a book, or we have a lot of essay books, they'll take something that's kind of focused within what they've written about. So there'll be things about children's literature. There'll be things about justice. There'll be things about communication, about social media. We'll also have a concert by a group called Arcadian Wild.
Oh, awesome.
So
they're kind of newgrass,
yeah,
bluegrass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they'll just be really fun.
Yeah,
and
it's
a great
exciting
way to wrap up.
The Square Halo Conference coming to the Trust Performing Arts in downtown Lancaster, February 17th and 18th. Tell us about some of your speakers. Who are they?
Sure. So if our main speaker, and we feel incredibly excited, is a poet from England named Malcolm Gait. So I know many people might not know all the poets in the world, but he is definitely a poet to look into. He also looks like a hobbit, but he is an amazing poet. And so we're really excited that he's written a book for us called Lifting the Veil. It's about imagination. And that has just felt like a gift from God. So he's our main speaker. Our main speaker Friday night is a college professor from Covenant College down in Georgia. She is a doctor she's a doctor professor about art history. So she'll be speaking on actually modern art, and so I'm really excited about that. Other speakers are all local, like Christy Purifoy, Sean Smucker, who's an author who lives around near here, and also Dan Spanger.
Yeah.
He wrote, we just published a book of his about Advent, and he'll be speaking there too.
That's very cool. We're going to give his book away in a moment. Before we do that, if folks want tickets to your upcoming conference, February 17th and 18th at the Trust, they can get them online.
Exactly. Go to squarehalobooks.com and you'll find a tab that says conferences and look for the one that's the most recent, which would be about Ordinary Saints. Really, if you look for the picture, it's hard to miss. It looks very much kind of like a medieval painting, but it has a post-it note in yellow over the guy's head, and it says Ordinary Saints.
That's very cool. There's nothing quite like Square Halo Books or their upcoming conference, February 17th and 18th at the Trust. Check it out online, squarehalobooks.com. Leslie, thank you for being
with
us today.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Annie, you have a book to give away.
I'm so excited too, because Dan Spanger is great, and he's teamed up with Square Halo Books and put out a book called Advent is the Story, and it's a Seeing the Nativity throughout Scripture. So we're super excited because today is December 1st. It is Advent time. I'd love to give this book to you so you can call in. I'll take caller number 3 if you want to call 717-392-3690. Your chance to win Advent is the Story, a Square Halo book.
In the meantime, here's Switchfoot. This is going back to 1999, New Way to Be Human on WJTL.